भारत। अध्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्तेव
Krishna. Welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And I again would like to welcome and invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. We are on Sundays, we have special public programs starting at 12:30 with Aarti. Then we have our discourse on the philosophy of Krishna Consciousness based on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with Western Feast at 2:30. Today I'm going to talk to you about the secret of Bhakti Yoga. There are various kinds of yoga, such as Karma Yoga, based on purifying our activities for the higher good. Jnana Yoga, based on acquiring spiritual knowledge and insight to differentiate between what is matter and spirit. Raja Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, the mystical eightfold process of yoga meant for raising our life airs to the top of the head and then reach moksha by leaving the body in this way. And Bhakti Yoga, attaining union with God through love and devotion. From these yoga systems, additional systems also have developed. But these four basic forms of yoga are all discussed in primary and essential Vedic texts of the Bhagavad Gita. But out of all of them, Lord Krishna especially directs us toward engaging in Bhakti Yoga, loving and devotion towards Him. So why is this so special? Bhakti Yoga is a devotional service performed for Lord Krishna or one of His expansions such as Lord Vishnu, Lord Rama, Lord Narasimha, etc. Lord Krishna explains, Yajnaarta karmano anarthe loko ayam karma bandhana tad artam karma kontaya mukta sanga samachar. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for His satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. This means to free from karma, which is an important point in our spiritual process. Lord Krishna goes on to relate that Sa Adi Bhutam Adi Devam Mam Sa Adi Yajna Chaye Vidhu Prayana Kale Api Cha Mam Te Vidur Yukta Chesa. Those in full consciousness of me who know me as the Supreme Lord to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Antakale chamami samren muktva kalevaram ya priyati samad bhavam yati na asti atra sansaya. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 5. In these ways, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to this transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. He further goes on to say, Yamyam vapi samran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tamatam yevati kuntaya sadatata bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of Supreme Lord. Tasma sarvesu kalesu mam anusmari yuddha cha maya arpita mano buddhir mam evasyasi asansaya. Therefore, Arjun, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me. You will attain me without doubt. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 7. This instruction to Arjun is very important for all of us engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them at the same time. Think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind in intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's name, one will be transferred to the Supreme Planet, to the Supreme Planet, Krishna Loka, without a doubt. In this way, we can begin to understand that devotional service ultimately brings us to the level of being able to see Lord Krishna directly. It is by this method that numerous saintly sages and yogis have come to be able to directly see the Lord. The point to remember is that the more spiritual we become, the more we can perceive that which is spiritual. The more purified our consciousness is, or the higher the vibration level upon which our consciousness functions, the more we can see and enter into that higher level of existence or reality. It awakens our transcendental senses that exist within us. So the process of continued service to Krishna and his devotees will bring about the purification which will allow us to enter into Krishna's domain. Even within this very lifetime, if we are fortunate enough, Abhyas Yogi Yuktena Chesananya Gamina Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Parte Anuchintayam. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Bhagavad Gita, text 8, chapter 8. In this verse, Lord Krishna stresses the importance of remembering him. One's memory of Krishna is revived by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By this practice of chanting and hearing the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord, one's ear, tongue and mind are engaged. This mystic meditation is very easy to practice, and it helps one attain the Supreme Lord. Although living entities belong to the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, we are in material contamination. We think ourselves as enjoyers, but we are not the Supreme Enjoyer. Here it is clearly stated that the Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In his different manifestations and plenary expanses as Narayan, Vasudeva, Rama, etc., the devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord, in any of his features, Narayan, Krishna, Rama, Narasimha, etc. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practice is meditation on the super soul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one always fixes his mind on the Supreme Lord. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly, and so is transferred into a butterfly in the same lifetime. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives, we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. The process of thinking of the Supreme is mentioned in the next verse of Bhagavad Gita. Kavim Puranam Anusasitaram Anor Anyasam Anusmredayaha Sarvasta Dhataram Achintarupam Aditya Varanam Tamsah Parastha. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 9. The process of thinking of Krishna, however, is very easy and is factually stated here. First of all, the Lord is Purusha, a person. We think of the person Ram and the person Krishna. And whether one thinks of Ram or of Krishna, what he is like is described in the verse of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord is Kavi, that is, he knows past, present and future, and therefore knows everything. He is the oldest personality because he is the origin of everything. Everything is born out of him. He is also the supreme controller of the universe, and he is the maintainer and instructor of humanity. He is smaller than the smallest. The soul is in the living entity is 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair. But the Lord is so inconceivably small that he enters into the heart of this particle. Therefore, he is called smaller than the smallest. As the Supreme, he enters into the atom and into the heart of the smallest and control him as the super soul. Although so small, he is still all-pervading and is maintaining everything. By him, all these planetary systems are sustained. We often wonder how these big planets are floating in the air. It is stated here that the Supreme Lord, by his inconceivable energy, is sustaining all these big planets and systems of galaxies. The word achinte, which means inconceivable, is very significant. God's energy is beyond our conception, beyond our thinking jurisdiction, and is therefore called inconceivable, achinte. We cannot comprehend even this material world, which is insignificant compared to the spiritual world. So how can we comprehend what is beyond? Achintya means that which is beyond this material world, and which our argument, logic and philosophical speculation cannot touch, that which is inconceivable. Therefore, intelligent persons avoiding useless arguments and speculation should accept what is stated in the scriptures like the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and follow the principles they set down. This will lead us to understanding. Mam upaiti punar janam dukhalayam asaswatam na punavanti mahatmanah sam siddhim paramam gatah. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 15. This material world is full of miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. Naturally, he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Golok Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Avyaktam and Akshar and Paramam Gati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision, and it is inexplicable. But it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmanas, the great souls. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association, and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. Aha Brahma Bhuvana Alaloka Punar Avartino Arjun Mam Upaiti Tu Kunteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. Lord Krishna further explains to us that from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, the highest planet is Brahma Loka, and down to the lowest, all are places of miseries within, wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, that is Krishna's abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16. All kinds of yogis, karma, jnana, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness, before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons on earth are elevated to the higher planets, people on the higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka and Indraloka fall down to the earth. So Lord Krishna further explains, Bhaktayamam abhijanati yavan yasa chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato jyatva visateh tad antaram. Oh, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by devotional service, and one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Chapter 18, text 55. Lord Krishna also explains in the Bhagavat Mahapuran, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, Swarga ino api etam icchanti lokam nariyahene sishtataha sadhakam jnana bhakti bhayam vayam tad asadhakam. The residents of both heaven and hell desire human birth on the eighth planet because human life facilitates the achievement of transcendental knowledge of love of Godhead, whereas neither heavenly nor hellish bodies efficiently provide such opportunities. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that in material heaven, one becomes absorbed in extraordinary sense gratification, and in hell, one is absorbed in suffering. But in both cases, there is little impetus to acquire transcendental knowledge or pure love of Godhead. Excessive suffering or excessive enjoyment are thus impediments to spiritual advancement. This is the fortunate nature of life on this earth planet and in these human bodies, which we often take so much for granted. Remember, devotional service is only possible in human form. Because we have that consciousness, no other entities have the consciousness to know what is good and what is bad. So take advantage of the human form that we have been given and take to devotional services. Yogi nam api sarvesam mad gatentar atmanaha shadhavan bhajante yomam same yuktatma matah. And of all the yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and in the highest of all. That is my opinion. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 47. It is by great fortune that one comes to Krishna consciousness on the path of bhakti yoga to become well situated according to the Vedic direction. The ideal yogi concentrates his attention on Krishna, who is called Shyamasundar, who is as beautifully colored as a cloud, whose lotus-like face is effulgent as the sun, and whose dress is brilliant with jewels, and whose body is flower garlanded. Illuminating all sides is his gorgeous luster, which is called the Brahma Jyoti. He incarnates in different forms such as Ram, Narasimha, Vara, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he descends like a human being, a son of Mother Yashoda, and he is known as Krishna, Govinda, Vasudev. He is the perfect child, husband, friend, and master. And he is full with all opulences and transcendental qualities. If one remains fully conscious of these features of the Lord, he is called the highest yogi. He who meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he who partha is sure to reach me. One who at the time of death fixes his life air between his eyebrows and his full devotion engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of God. After attaining me, the great souls who are the yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. This is the powerful effect of the process of thinking and dedicating your activities to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna concludes instructions in Bhagavad Gita as Sarva Dharman Parityaje Mamekam Sarnam Braj Ham Tvam Sarva Papabhyo Mokshyasyami Masacha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66. This is the last instruction of Lord Krishna. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, knowledge of the Super Soul, knowledge of the different types of orders and status of social life. Knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment and sense and the mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up via Arjun, he's telling us that we should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save us from all kinds of sinful reactions. For the Lord personally promises to protect us. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. So to such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitantly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. And the process starts with chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And eating prasadam, Krishna prasadam, the food that has been first offered to the Lord. And reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavata and associating with devotees. This is the beginning of devotional service of Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama